This is Jack Bauer, and you're listening to the Who's Your Daddy Godcast.
Questions. You have them. Let's open up the mailbag in today's Godcast Q&A.
Hello, Podcastia. Welcome to the Q&A for September. Yes, September. Okay. That's right. This is for the questions that have accumulated since the month of September to now October. First of all, how are you?
I'm good.
That was my wife, Christina, who's here with us right now.
Hello.
Eating cookies and drinking coffee.
Mm-hmm. Yum.
Best time of day for cookies and coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Well, questions. We've got your questions. We got your questions right here.
All right. Let's read them.
First question from Boo Boo Black Sheep.
It's not Baba Black Sheep?
This is Boo Boo.
Okay.
I love the message on the seven churches that Christina did. Where do they get all the great topics from? I was very encouraged by her message, especially how the Lord had something nice to say and then something challenging to say. I had actually said that to you, too. That was kind of cool. Oh, in the letters to the churches.
Right, right. I just was reading. Like, I just said, oh, I think I'm going to try and read Revelation and get a revelation from the Holy Spirit. Because a lot of time Revelation seems daunting. It's like one of those things that's so symbolic.
You mean the book of Revelations?
The book of Revelation, yes.
Revelation, right.
But I wanted to read it with the Holy Spirit's revelations.
I gotcha. Okay. Got it? You wanted a revelation on the book of Revelation.
Right.
Gotcha.
Right.
All right. I'm just trying to keep up here.
And now my notes.
Oh, yeah. Listen to this.
My notebook. My notebook and my Bible are sitting in the slop sink right now.
Yeah.
Because I left them outside yesterday, and we had a downpour. So Frank found them this morning, so waterlogged and swollen.
Oh, yeah. I look out the window. I'm like, oh, isn't that nice? You got the expanded edition out there now.
So I don't even know if my notes are going to be savable because of the ink and everything, but we'll see.
We believe they are going to be savable.
Amen.
Okay, next, from Tiger by the Tail.
Ooh.
Can Frank do a podcast about Joshua?
I love Joshua.
That's funny, because I was actually thinking about doing a podcast about Jacob. And that's interesting that Tiger by the Tail, it's just Jacob has been on my mind. And
I like Joshua.
Yeah, I guess I could do a podcast about Joshua.
Be strong and courageous.
Okay. I guess so. I don't know when, but I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do a podcast about Joshua. No problem. Okay. Want Dem Dings.
Mm-hmm.
This is a email from Want Dem Dings. How about some Godcast shirts, mouse pads, and things like that? Come on. Are they available and I just don't see them? They're actually not available. Yeah, that's cool.
And that's something you do for so many other people.
I know. It's like the carpenter's kids has holes in their shoes. The carpenter's kids? No. The shoemaker's kids has holes in their shoes. Must have made rather wooden shoes.
Yeah, why don't we? T-shirts.
Yeah, I could launch a storefront kind of thing for digital goods.
Why not?
Actually, those aren't digital goods. Those are just regular products.
Right, because they're real.
Right.
I want a digital t-shirt.
There you go. Okay, Want Dem Dings. We'll get on that. One of our favorites, the Captain.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Captain Britton writes in, blessings, mates.
Blessings, mates, to you.
You're going to like this. Of course I know who Father Brown is. It was a collection of about 50 stories by G.K. Chesterton before it was a series. They filmed it over in Blockley's Gloucestershire Village, and I think they just recently started filming their sixth season back in April or March of this year.
Oh, wow. It's still on. Cool.
I thought that was shot in like the 70s or something.
The 70s?
Or the 80s.
First of all, it's set after World War II, like late 40s. 50s.
No, but I thought it was shot.
No.
I thought they made that show back in the, like, 70s or 80s.
No.
That's a show that's on now?
Yes.
Huh. Christina, wonderful episode on the seven churches. One of my students caught the number 7 acting as the V in your title. I didn't even catch that. So subtle, and yet now that's all I see. Much like the Word of God. It's sometimes the thing he tries to tell us is so obvious right in front of our face, and it gets right past us. Please keep up your teaching. You've got an anointing there, sister.
Oh, thank you very much. Oh, very nice.
That's cool. Very cool. I'm surprised. I thought that was an older show.
No.
Father Brown is this English priest, and he's also sort of like he dabbles in being a murder detective. The Father Brown Mysteries. He solves murders, much to the chagrin of the local police over there, with the bobbies. And here's my question, is why don't these people move? Well, it's a very, very small town.
It's like Midsummer Murders.
Yeah. What's the day someone's getting bludgeoned?
It's these beautiful, bucolic settings, and these murders are happening, like, every day. It's like, wow, murder capital of the world.
Like, you put off in a city.
In these little villages. But, yeah.
I understand that. No one ever thinks, like, you know, maybe we should think about getting out of this
actually,
town.
Actually, I'm not watching murder mysteries. Now I'm binge-watching Doc Martin.
Yeah,
so.
Because you won't watch American television.
Very little.
BBC all the way.
We watch a few shows, like anything with
a few shows
with your friend there.
Yeah. My friend.
And
people are like, what? What show?
And we watch This Is Us.
This Is Us is a great show. I really enjoy that show a lot.
And my friend introduced me to that show.
Yes.
I think that's about the only American TV I watch.
Well, there are a few other ones that you watch.
Well, yeah, but yeah. I would always just watch Acorn.
Right, Acorn, right. It's like a Netflix kind of thing for British shows. Okay, Don C. Did Jesus and the thief go from the cross to paradise together? Well, the thief, I'm assuming you're talking about the one that didn't continue mocking him.
Right.
Yeah. The whole remember me thief.
Right.
He and Jesus did not go from the cross to paradise together. He went to paradise, the thief. Jesus went into hell. And went to hell for about 3 days. On the way back to heaven, he stopped off in paradise, preached to all the people there. And then the people that believed in him at that moment went with him. The people that didn't. Because before that, before Jesus came, heaven was closed.
Well, I think you need to do a podcast about that.
Just to flesh it out a little bit more, yeah. Yeah, but to answer your question, they didn't go together. They did go to heaven together.
Because there's a lot of unanswered questions that would take a while to explain.
Yeah, but just so you know, Don, they did go to heaven together, but they didn't go from the cross to paradise together. And we'll get into that later on in another podcast.
Now you got two podcasts.
Yeah, that and Joshua now.
Right.
Okay. This is interesting. This is from The Brains and the Dope. How does Christina handle it when Frank acts like... Oh, this is nice. I wonder who the brains and who the dope is.
I already knew before you even asked the question.
How does Christina handle it when Frank acts like a little crazy kid hopped up on candy when he's with Keith? How is she able to take him seriously? Does he pray to our Lord like that? How does he reason with the sin of tomfoolery if he's in the Lord? The sin of tomfoolery? I find him unbearable to listen to. Can Christina do more podcasts like the Seven Churches one where she's alone? Please? Well, brains in the dope. Just so you know, I got two coming out that I'm doing solo.
Right, but you're not going to be like going... Well, I'm not there, so there you go.
Well, there you go. That's how I handle it.
Keith and Frank do that like at 6 o'clock in the morning on a Thursday in the Starbucks parking lot. Neither Teresa or I are anywhere near the vicinity of this podcast. So
that's how you handle it. You sleep.
I'm just not there.
No one knows we're there.
And I listen to the podcast, and it's fun. You know, it's funny, it's cute, and that's how they are when they're together. Usually, when we hang out with the Axums, we talk about the Lord and we have a lot of fun. And then when Keith and Frank are, you know, maybe out in the backyard or they're doing that kind of craziness, and me and Teresa are in the house, you know, talking.
So you just, you the way you handle it is you don't come anywhere near it.
We just kind of ignore you.
You ignore me.
Yeah.
Second part of this question. How is she able to take him seriously? How are you able to take me seriously?
In life?
Yeah, apparently.
Because you're not always like that.
Could you imagine?
If you were, then there would be, like, probably... I'd be in jail, I think. For committing a crime.
Crime of what? Murder? Most foul?
I just, yeah, you're not always like that.
Does he pray to our Lord like that? Sometimes I do. Sometimes we get... It's very funny.
Well, you know, Jesus is loves to have fun.
He's a cut-up.
He's not super serious. He's not... First of all, I'm sorry I'm laughing at the sin of tomfoolery.
I love that. That's the next one. I want to address that. Let's stay on this one first.
But Jesus is not a serious guy. He loves to have fun. Why would he not have fun? He's got nothing to worry about. That's how we should be living. We should be laughing and be joyful and be full of glee every day. Because sin is not an issue anymore. Mm-hmm. We're full of grace. We have faith. We're healthy. We're healed. We're wealthy. We're blessed. And we're put here to be a blessing. So I'm not saying that we live that way every day. But that's the goal. Because that's how Jesus is.
Right. Well, the next question is actually for me. Mm-hmm. How does he reason with the sin of tomfoolery if he's in the Lord? Here's how I reason with it. I don't.
But...
it's not a sin. I don't even know who tomfoolery is. Number one.
Tomfoolery is like, you know, it's like shenanigans.
Oh, I thought it was a person named tomfoolery.
It might be. I don't know where the term comes
apparently,
from.
Apparently, tomfoolery may be in sin. I'm not.
Well, the thing is, sin has been addressed. for the believers and the unbelievers alike, sin has been addressed. The only thing is, unbelievers don't partake of the free gift of forgiveness.
What does the brains and the dope want me to do? I have a feeling it's a she.
I think it's a guy.
I have a feeling it's a woman.
I say it's a guy.
All right, whoever this person is, what do they expect me to do?
They need you to be more serious.
Why?
I don't know.
And be like boring like everyone else.
I don't know.
I'm going to have a good time. If you don't like it, listen, I don't know what to tell you. I'm not going to apologize for having a good time. That's how I am sometimes. I'm like, my friend Mike, my friend Keith, my friend John.
Wouldn't it be great if, like, whenever you went to church, and some churches I hope are like this, but whenever you went to church, you had a great time? Like, the churches would be packed. I'm not saying that it should be comedy hour, but it should be an enjoyable experience, someplace where you go and you get educated, you get revelation, you get joyful, you get strength, you get uplifted. And you should, you know, leave feeling better than when you walked in.
Right.
So many churches that, in our experience, you leave feeling like, oh, I messed up again. I'm
going
so,
into another week.
you know, like, oh, I'm so rotten and terrible. That's not how it's supposed to be. You're burdened. You're burdened and bonded.
You're burdened, man.
Bonded up.
You're bonded up.
Get out of that bondage. Just find the joy of the Lord and laugh.
If you find me unbearable to listen to, here's a tip. Don't listen.
That's the only thing we can suggest.
Don't listen. When you know it's me, don't listen to it.
Right. And Frank, you don't always do Bible or Bull stuff. You also do your regular podcast, which would be like the ones I do, where you get a revelation on something and you...
Yeah, talk. Absolutely. So, and can you do more podcast episodes... when you, like, alone?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, so I guess you don't like the Q&A, though. You don't have to write in. You knew we were going to answer it.
It's okay.
I don't know.
It's all right.
All right, okay.
It's all right. We love you anyway. It's okay.
Okay, next one is from Vellum Askew. Vellum Askew. These names are the best. With all the violence in the world and hurricanes and storms, is all this somehow related to the Bible? People at work mostly blame President Trump, and I don't even know what to say. I feel like it somehow relates to the Bible. I don't know. Can someone answer this for me?
Yes.
You take it away.
You are right. No person has anything to do with this. The president, the prime minister, the mayor, the
Captain
governor,
Britain.
No person, living or dead, has anything to do with this. It's the sign of the end times. You can read Matthew 24.
Mm.
Just read through that, and then there's other scriptures that you can look at. But Jesus tells you about the sign of the times. I wish I had my Bible, but it's swollen.
Yeah, it's the expanded version.
It's literally like swollen. But basically he's saying, you know, you're going to hear rumors of wars and earthquakes and famines. And this is what we're seeing. You're seeing violence. You're seeing fire. Every week, I'm seeing something on Facebook like pray for Puerto Rico, pray for California. I'm like,
right.
I have to ask people what happened in California, because we don't watch the news.
No.
Unless I'm at the gym and the news is on. What happened in California? Oh, there's fires. So many people died. This are all just signs that we're coming close to the end.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it's going to be in our lifetime. I really want it to be in our lifetime.
I agree.
But
you know, the person who's asking this next question,
mm-hmm.
their name actually answers that question we just
read. Interesting. What is it?
The user's name is Future Is Here.
Yes.
So, yeah, I believe that too.
Did they write into us before?
Future Is Here, maybe.
Sounds familiar. So that's the answer. It's not the president's fault. It's not, you know, a person's fault.
Right.
It's definitely a sign of this age coming to an end.
Right.
So read Matthew 24 just to get you started.
Yeah.
And you'll see some of those. Jesus explains what you're going to see.
Is that okay, Vellum Askew? And just so you know, Vellum Askew, we don't watch the news or listen to it. One of the reasons is, you know why? We're going to hear about it anyway.
And it's usually bad, and I don't really, I don't believe I'm getting the true story. I feel like it's slanted, so I don't want to
guard your heart. Yeah, you didn't feel your head with
that. It's designed to make you fearful.
Amen. Okay, Future Is Here asks, is that really Kiefer Sutherland at the beginning of the shows? Love that. That actually is Mr. Sutherland, yes. Next question is from Sayin' Ain't So 17. This is going to sound very strange, but it freaked me out when it happened, and I wanted to share it here for some insight, maybe. Maybe they'll get some insight. One night recently, I fell asleep in bed with my baby. I'm assuming a little person.
Yes.
Right, all right.
Yes.
That could be her dog, could be her husband.
I think what she or he would say.
2 hours later, I woke up and my baby was in her crib. I wanted to know if there was some presence responsible for this happening, and if Christina and Frank ever had a similar experience too. Well, we don't have kids.
But we've had some weird things happen.
We've had some weird things. So wait, let me just get straight.
Okay.
So you went to bed, you went to sleep with your baby, in bed with you.
Right.
2 hours later, you woke up and your baby was in her crib. There's a couple things here.
Go ahead.
Number one, you could have done it.
Mm-hmm.
You could have been sleepwalking. Really.
Or just not.
Or sometimes I get up and I go to the bathroom and I'm like, you know, 90%, I'm like 10% awake.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll wake up the next morning and go and say to myself, did I get up last night? Like, I may not remember, like, I kind of remember, but not really. Or, you know, so you could have just gotten up, put the baby in her crib and went back to sleep. And you could have done it totally on a subconscious level.
Because
mm-hmm. you've probably done it so many times.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, you just, okay, so that's one thing. It could also have been an angel.
Yeah, because I know, like, maybe it would have been not good for the baby to be sleeping. She could have gotten crushed or something. The angel moved the baby for safety reasons.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
I'm just, who knows? I don't know.
So I think it was either that you were sleepwalking or it was an angel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't let it make you fearful.
Yeah. Right.
Just pray before you go to sleep at night.
Right.
You have that Psalm 91 and all those promises there. And just pray that over your baby, over your home, your family. And
yeah.
I wouldn't worry about it. But
if you're getting into bed with your baby, put the baby in a crib.
Maybe they wanted to go to sleep with the baby in the bed.
Maybe what?
They wanted to sleep with the baby in the bed.
Hmm. I don't know.
We don't have babies. We have dogs who are babies, and they sleep now in a crate.
Has Christina and Frank ever had a similar experience?
Well, we've had weird things happen.
Some I would say was demonic.
Yes.
Some not.
Right. Yeah, both. Yeah. I think the demonic ones make you feel scared or try to make you feel scared
and make uncomfortable you mad.
Or mad or whatever. And the non-denominational
what? The non-denominational ones?
The godly ones make you feel good and happy and like amazed right. and like you're like in wonder and awe.
Right. Amen. So,
that's a good way to kind of gauge it, too. How do you feel? Does it make you feel, like, creepy? Mm. Or does it make you feel like, ooh, this was cool?
Right. Okay, this is from the deep end of the pool. I just now finally clicked on Year in Review on the website and saw the video about Frank's tattoo and loved it. There's so much meaning behind it, and I wish more people who are thinking about getting one would put more thought into it like he did. Question, who is Larry House? He's on the same page. Is he well known? A preacher?
He was a pastor at a church that we belong to.
I don't say Pastor Larry House on there. Is this his Larry House?
I don't know.
I gotta look.
He was a pastor.
Right.
At a church that we belong to a long time ago.
Yeah, and he passed away. And yes. You know what's interesting? It's the day that video was shot... is the day he died.
Right, and we were in the neighborhood.
And that was very close to his house where I had the tattoo done.
We were in the same town, which is very strange.
That was, yeah.
Yeah, tattoos, I'm not... like, I like Frank's tattoo, and I've seen tattoos that are cool, but I just can't commit to that.
You also can't commit to putting a nail in the wall to hang a picture.
I know, but...
so, you know.
I mean, I just... there's nothing that I want on my body that much that I would do that.
Well, I got it.
It has nothing to do with the pain. It's just, I don't. It's too permanent.
It's too permanent.
I'll do a stick-on tattoo, you know, where you lick it and then you stick it on.
Right. Chris won't get a tattoo because...
you don't put a bumper sticker on a Ferrari.
Oh, okay. All right, next. This is from Down That Road 44. I've been divorced twice due to physical abuse. On one occasion, the abuse was so bad, I ended up in a wheelchair for 18 months. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if there was forgiveness for such a thing, considering the situation. Forgiveness from God and from me. Does God understand if I don't forgive this rat?
Well, here's the thing. God already forgave the rat. He's forgiven everybody. Everybody, from the beginning of people to the future end of people, all our sins have been forgiven. Mm-hmm. All our wrongful acts have been forgiven by God. Now, we have to, again, I said this before, you have to receive that for yourself.
That truth.
That truth for yourself as the forgiven sinner. So that's a personal forgiveness. Now, people sin against you, and my advice would be to forgive them for your own benefit. However, I know what you're saying is like, how do you forgive somebody who really, really betrayed you, hurt you physically, emotionally? Now, how do you do that? I like you would say, I can't forgive this person. You can go to the Father and you can talk to him about this and just lay it out on the line and say, I am having a hard time with this. I know it's what you want me to do. I know I should forgive this person, but in my being, I can't do it right now. Please help me. I want to be obedient. I want to do what your will, which is to forgive, but I'm finding it difficult to do that. And let him work on your heart, because keeping that unforgiveness is actually having no effect on the person, on the rat. It's actually having an effect on you.
Right.
All right. And you need to get rid of that, because that will make you physically sick, because you're going to be carrying this burden around with you, and it's going to affect your body, and it's going to cause dis-ease. Because you're not at ease when you have unforgiveness in you. So you're going to now attract these different diseases to your body. Not only your physical body, your emotions, your mental state, So forgiveness is really the best thing you can do for yourself. So it's not for the rat, it's for you. So that would be my advice to you. And it also helps you break free. You will then be free of that past. And it will allow you to move forward without any baggage.
Okay, next question from the real Emma Peel.
Oh, the Avengers.
What about the Avengers?
Emma Peel is from the Avengers.
Emma Peel is from the Avengers?
Yes.
What does that mean?
She was the sidekick.
The sidekick? What are you talking about?
Oh, what was his name?
Oh, that Avengers.
Yes, the Avengers. The Avengers. The big T, big A Avengers. That one. Yes. Right. I don't know of any other Avengers.
Oh, please.
Anything else?
There's the Avengers.
Not anything
and
else.
There's the Avengers and there's that Avengers.
Then there's something else I heard about where they run around in tights. That is ridiculous.
We're not running around in tights.
We're not? Like, you're one of them?
I didn't say we. I said they. I said they.
You said we.
Roll it back right now. We're not running around in tights. We're not running around in tights. We're not running around in tights. And even if I did say we
don't run around in tights.
No, we don't.
Emma Peel is cool.
The and real she's Emma real. Peel.
The real Avengers.
Okay, all right. Well, Emma Peel, the real Emma Peel, I think I committed the unforgivable sin when, in anger at my mother, I used profanity against the Holy Spirit. I've been struggling spiritually, mentally, and physically lately, and my pastor told me that blasphemy against the Holy Spirit was unforgivable and that I did indeed commit the sin of sins. I was actually angry with my mother and not with God, although I am having trouble lately connecting with God in the Bible. I'm just very scared and confused as to what to believe and hope that God will forgive me. Please help. All right, I just want to say something real quick.
Go ahead.
The real Emma Peel. All right, first of all, your pastor's wrong, okay? Your pastor is wrong because the unforgivable sin or the unpardonable sin or whatever, okay, is blaspheming the Holy Ghost. However, it's not like a one-and-done kind of thing. It's like a continually kind of a mocking thing, kind of a lifestyle, habitual blaspheming of the Holy Ghost. It's not like one time in anger you said something about the Holy Spirit and now that's it, you're going to hell and you lost your salvation. And that's not how it works, okay? That's not how it works. And the very fact that you're concerned that you may have committed the unforgivable sin means that your heart is still soft and that your heart is still made of flesh, and that means that you care. So odds are you did not commit the unforgivable sin. For the very fact that you're worried that you might have.
Right.
That alone, that right there.
Right.
As far as I'm concerned, you're in the clear.
Right. If you're in the state where you're committing this unpardonable sin, you don't care that you're going to hell. You don't maybe even believe you're going to hell.
Right.
You don't even care what God has to say or the Holy Spirit has to say or anybody.
Right.
You're so reprobate that you don't care. You clearly are struggling with this, and you clearly care.
Right.
So I would really stop letting the devil get in there and feed you these thoughts. Just go to God, let him bring you peace, pray in the Spirit, to the Holy Spirit, with the Holy Spirit, and find and keep stay in that place. Take a day when you know you have time and take a day and just pray in the Holy Spirit until you feel that peace. So unimaginable peace that you know that you know that you know you're okay.
Right.
Because exactly. We're telling you you're okay. We want you to actually know that you're okay.
Mm.
Okay? Okay? Okay.
Okay? Okay. All right. Real Emma Peel.
So take a breath. Relax. You're not going to hell.
You can't go to hell. You got to hang out with us in heaven.
That's right.
And we could talk about this and laugh about it. Okay, this last one is from Kitty Patrol. Is Frank Sasso involved in some kind of Christian Netflix type of video service? I actually am. It's called CVE, which stands for Christian Vision Entertainment. And you can go to ChristianVisionEntertainment.com right now. Leave us your email. Yeah, I am actually involved. I'm actually the director of content and quality control. So nothing gets on there unless I say so. Mm. So it's kind of interesting. This weekend, we're having an event in Secaucus. It's a three-day event where the organization ChurchesMakingMovies.com, they are sponsoring this launch right here in New Jersey, the East Coast, called Christian Vision Entertainment, CVE, and it's a brand new video streaming service for Christian films and independent films. Now, the independent filmmakers don't necessarily have to be Christian, but, you know, I'm not going to let something on there that talks about, like, Kabbalah or, you know.
Right. Or is, like, has sex scenes in it.
Yeah, I just, right. You know, but I mean, it has to be good. It has to be good content. It has to be really well made. I'm not just going to put crap up there just right. because they're Christian. Right. It has to be good.
Right.
And it's very affordable and it's going to be great. So, yeah, you can go to ChristianVisionEntertainment.com and check that all out. We'll have an easier URL coming very soon. But Christian Vision Entertainment, just type slow so you don't make any mistakes. And we will put a link to it on our website so you can check it out. That's all she wrote. Okay. Let's zip up this mailbag. Here, hold this a minute. Just hold that a second. Oh, that zipper gets stuck. I got to oil that zipper. How do you handle it?
I know.
How do you handle it?
It's hard.
Oh. Hard. I feel like such a dope around your brains.
You should.
The brains and the dope. The brains and the dope. The brains and the dope go walking around.
Okay.
The brains could be more than one person. It could be like two people and one dope. So it's you and Teresa and me. Or you and Teresa and Keith. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's all I got.
Okay.
I'm tired now.
All right. Too much for you. Aw. All righty. Nighty-night.
Nighty-night. And remember, We love you. God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. Stay blessed.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast from History with God Ministries. This teaching is a powerful ministry tool that you can use to experience the power of God in your life. Thank you again for listening and for helping us reach the world with the love of Jesus. A History with God Ministries. Seeing, hearing, remembering. Until next time, remember, we love you, God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. Stay blessed.